I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This time of year, it's easy to just let the herbs in the garden go. Maybe you've made enough pesto to feed an army, or you've used all the dill you'll need for pickles. But there are good reasons to stay on top of your annual and perennial herbs. Some can be protected from winter, some brought indoors, and you can collect the seed from others. Let's look at these herb groups. There are perennial herbs such as lavender, chives, and thyme that should survive our winters outdoors. Simply protect them with a layer of bark mulch in November. There are other perennial herbs that won't make it in our cold climate. Rosemary and parsley should be brought indoors for use this winter. Pot up these herbs now to get them used to growing in containers. Place them in a partly shaded area outdoors. In a few weeks, move the plants indoors to a sunny window. Parsley is a biennial. By spring, it'll send up a flower stalk, set seeds, and die. But all winter, it can be nursed along to provide tasty fresh leaves for cooking. Rosemary needs bright light, 50 to 60 degree temperatures, good air circulation, and barely damp soil to survive the winter indoors. Don't over or underwater it, or you'll be harvesting dried rosemary leaves. You can also take cuttings of rosemary, thyme, and oregano now and root them in pots and overwinter the small plants indoors instead of the giants from the garden. The last group are the self-sowers. Coriander, dill, and calendula love to spread their seeds around the garden. Collect seeds now, dry them, and store the seeds in a glass jar in a cool, dry place for winter. Next spring, you can sow the seeds where you want and not where they want to spread. And now for this week's tip, harvest pears while still firm. If you wait until the flesh softens, it'll be mealy and mushy inside. Tilt the fruit horizontally. If it breaks off easily, it's ready to harvest. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about turtle heads. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.